they would be lowing.
And a horse?
Nay.
And when you're, when your cow's lowing and the horse is neighing, you say it's what time?
Well, it's time to feed them.
And
a horse can also, what's the difference between whinny and neighing? Isn't there a word whinny?
There is, man.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I tell you, there's a difference because, you know, a horse will recognize you. When he's a little shorter, I think it's a little, I don't know what he, the horses are, horses are pretty smart animals. Don't know whether you have much experience with them or not.
Not too much. Sir.
They're very smart. Yes, sir. They got a lot of intellect. Not only that, but they have wonderful eyes. Well, I won't get into discourse on them, but I have one or two wonderful horses in my life. Wonderful animals.
If you had different types of stock, horses and mules and cows and hogs, and when it comes time to feed them, you say, well, I've got to go out and feed the what?
Livestock.
And what about if you had hens and turkeys and geese, you've got to go feed the
fowls.
And what would you call the place where you keep chickens?
Well, chicken coop.
And what would that be like? Would that be a shelter or?
Well, you could have it all kinds. My wife and I can still hear the little lady over in Greece that took us on the tour. She says, houses for the chickens. Boy, she was smart. They train them, you know. They rail train them. But she had the nicest snack and she had the way of saying things so that really, I would try to remember them. We will now go north and take the bus, you know, just get the words. But we always remember pointing out, those are the houses for the chickens. And the girl down, getting down about Rome, she'd keep referring to the peaches trees. Those are the peaches trees. All right, I'll quit now. But anyway, I guess I'm worse than that.
If you cut a chicken so that you don't cut the breast in two pieces, then there's another piece near the breast that you have separate that kids like to break apart.
The wishbone.
And who is it that gets his wish? The long piece or the short piece?
I don't know on that. I never believed that. That worried me, no.
And did you ever hear a name for the long and short pieces?
No, short end, I'm sorry.
What about a general term for the insides of the chicken that you can eat, the liver and gizzard and heart?
Well, I guess it would be the innards. I don't know a general term for them. Other words than that, the innards. Of course, that would, the innards would include it all, though. Chicken giblets, or they call it giblets. That's what they hear when they cook them up, giblets. But I, yeah, that would be the light and liver and all cooked together, giblets.
What about the part of a hog that sometimes it's eaten as it is and sometimes it's used to stuff sausage into?
Casings, we call them casings.
Casings?
Mm-hmm. That's the intestine casings. They use sheep a whole lot too. A sheep has a long and more uniform intestine than a hog.
Really?
Yeah, makes them nicer. Yeah.
What about to call animals in to feed them or call cows in the milk? You know, any terms for calling them? Any words that you use?
Well, I don't know. Different people would have different words, yeah. Different words. I'm not going to attempt to do any hog calling because I never owned it. Well, I have had hogs too, but I never went in for them. It was just a sideline and cattle and all. I'm not going to attempt to do any of that now.